Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy Friday, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's a random Friday grip it and rip it download where we chat. Well, I think we being me, but random thoughts that go through the mind to motivate, inspire, empower you to go after your very own Saturday. Hey, how about that interview yesterday with Alex Lombard? What a cool kid he is. 27 years old, doing a seven-figure business on Instagram, digital agency. Didn't know anything about it just a few years ago. I love that story. I love stories like that because they give hope to people like yourself. If you're just getting started or maybe you're early on in the journey and you want to really live that Saturday lifestyle, working from home, making some money. I mean, he's doing seven figures, but I think Alex would be the first one to tell you that it was way more important to do what it is that you love to do. And the money follows. I'm telling you, it does. It does every single time. So my question is, when are you going to get going? When are you going to start doing what it is that you really love to do? And it'll take some twists and some turns, and the road will be a little curvy here and there, a little maybe even difficult to navigate at times. But isn't that what your job is like right now, or your current business? Isn't that what your relationships are like, that there's always going to be those ups and downs? So go ahead and get after it. Make the decision. If I can help you, I'd love to. Get on a call with me. We'll get it going. Launchwithsam.com. We'll just do it. I mean, I'll hold you accountable. I'll give you great ideas. And we'll launch everything and get it done quickly, and you'll be on your road. The most important thing is creating any kind of momentum, just getting going. Yeah, I saw a commercial just before I left the house to take my daughter to school today. I'm flying out to L.A. later on, and so I got to get some stuff done, taking her to school. Had to go to FedEx and get order forms for what I sell from stage. And I saw a commercial for Wendy's, and I don't know why this hit me. It's funny. Like, the most seemingly meaningless moments in your life sometimes just come back in a memory. And so I saw this commercial for Wendy's, and I've probably seen, like you, 8 million commercials for fast food, including Wendy's. And it brought me back to 1988 in West Palm Beach, Florida, when I finally bought my very first car. And I bought a 1976 orange Toyota Corolla 5-speed. All right. And you know what's really sad? Kids nowadays, I don't think, are ever going to learn how to drive a stick. I know my kids just drive automatic. If you grew up in the 70s and 80s, then you probably drove a stick. And not only did you drive a stick, 4-speed, 5-speed, whatever, you had to go up a hill on that thing. Now, think about, you know, driving. I think they're thinking about, if they haven't already, raising the age that you can get your driver's license in the state of Ohio. It's 16 right now. I think they're moving it to 16 and a half. Somebody told me, my daughter told me, my 14-year-old, who's all over wanting to drive now, which is crazy. She's thinking, she knows the laws better than I do about driving. But back in the day, did you drive a stick? You know, and when you drove a stick, did you drive it up the hill? And you had to, like, when you got your left foot, you got one foot on the clutch, the other on the gas, and you're, like, trying not to stall that thing? That's driving. So I bought a 76 orange Toyota Corolla. Out of the newspaper, out of the Palm Beach Post. I was living down in Palm Beach, living in the ghetto, by the way. Living on sleeping on a mattress I got out of the garbage first night I got there. I just got a king-size mattress. Guy was throwing it out, and there was a twin-size mattress, and I put the twin on top of the king. I kept my clothes in garbage bags, and that was how I started after I dropped out of college, out of Penn State. So I started working at the menswear store. And I didn't want to take the bus all the time. Shocker, right? Didn't want to take. So I saved up $400, and I saw an ad in the Palm Beach Post, 76 Toyota Corolla, 225,000 miles as is. So I went and looked at it, and as long as that baby could start, I was fine. And it did. So I drove it home, gave the guy $400, got it registered. And I remember one of the very first things I did, because I was eating every day I would go to Publix grocery store, which was right behind our house, and I would buy a loaf of bread, which would usually get me through most of the week, and I would buy a packet of Kraft cheese slices, yellow cheese slices, and I would buy a whole bag of rice. So that all probably cost me, back in 1988, that probably cost me $3. And that would get me through the week. So what I would do is I would, we had a toaster. My roommate and I had a toaster. And I would toast. This is not how I would make grilled cheese, by the way. But this is the way I did it at age 20 when I just wanted it done in 30 seconds. I would put two slices of bread in the toaster. And when it popped up, I would put a slice of cheese in between, put it in the microwave for 30 seconds until the cheese literally boiled through the bread. And that would be my grilled cheese sandwich. And in the meantime, I would make like a huge pot of rice, and I would eat all this white rice and grilled cheese. And I ate it every day for lunch and dinner. Every day. Like, that's all I ate every day because I didn't have any money. So when I finally got a couple bucks in my pocket from working at the menswear store at the Palm Beach Mall and I bought this car, I remember driving home from work. And I stopped at a Wendy's, and I'm like, and I kept thinking about this for like a month. I'm like, man, I'm going to eat Wendy's. When I finally get a couple bucks, I'm going to go to Wendy's, because I couldn't afford to even go to Wendy's. How sad is that? So I remember going through the drive-thru, and I got whatever the triple burger was. I think they put like three slabs of meat on a bun and all. They just loaded it up. And I was probably 170 pounds soaking wet at the time, you know. 6 feet, 170, real thin string bean. And I got a large fry and a Coke. And I went back. We had this card table we had for a kitchen table. And I sat down and I laid that whole spread out. I dumped the fries out and I opened up the wrapper of the Wendy's burger, and the grease was coming off the sides of it. And I got the ketchup packets, you know, that I had there, and I was dipping my fries. And the Wendy's fries, there's something about Wendy's fries, they're like thicker, you know. And I remember just literally salivating, like I was sitting down at a Thanksgiving feast. And man, I'll tell you, when I saw that commercial today for Wendy's, it brought me right back to that period of time. And I think, man, how damn fortunate am I? You know, how lucky am I that my life didn't end up that was it, grilled cheese and rice every day for the rest of my life? You know, and what decisions did I make that caused me not to eat grilled cheese and rice for the rest of my life? What was funny is that while I was at the menswear store working there part time, I was studying to take the Series 7 exam to be a stockbroker, because the Palm Beach Post, which we subscribed to the Palm Beach Post, so we subscribed to the local newspaper there. And every day I would read the classifieds when we got there, and it was just happened to be this one ad that said, make six figures, you know, starting right now, no college degree necessary. I mean, what better targeted ad? You want to talk about targeted ads? It's all how you write your copy. So that got me right away. I called up, and long story short, if you read my book or listened to the audio version of it, or if you've been listening to this show for any amount, you know that, you know, I basically just stalked a guy to pay the $500 for me to take that Series 7 exam at the age of 20. And it was about a 75% failure rate of that exam. It probably still is now. I think it was 23% of the people who took the Series 7 passed it. That's your license to trade stocks and bonds. And I passed. I had, you know, 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class, as you know. And I don't know, they got my test score wrong or whatever, but I passed that test and I became a stockbroker, and the rest is history. So I just think always, and I tell my kids this, and I tell my coaching clients this, I said, what decisions are you going to make today that are going to change the trajectory of the rest of your life? You don't have to make these decisions. There's no one forcing you to make these decisions. But if you don't make decisions that are going to benefit you, don't complain about not having any luck. Because I don't really believe that. I think we get lucky based on the decisions that we make and the opportunities that, you know, present themselves. Like, I'm flying to LA today. That's a decision. I don't have to go to LA. I don't need to go to LA. But we're launching this podcasting network. We're bringing in all of these podcasters who can benefit from, if you only get 5,000 downloads a month, you can benefit from somebody in the same network getting 1 million downloads a month. You know, so we're building out this huge platform, this podcasting network. I'm going out to LA to talk about podcasting, the Everyday Saturday Story, all of that good stuff. And that's a decision I made. But even back before that, this stuff ever happened, you know. I made a decision back in 2005 that I was just going to be a speaker with no experience, no reason, everybody betting against me, everybody that knew me. And I'm talking to the people closest to you are going to be the ones that sabotage your dream, or at least try to, because they think they know you and from way back in the day, and There's no way anybody changes ever, right? I mean, we all just stay the same we were from high school, which is completely crazy, but we buy into that, and we don't want to disappoint family. It's just all those layers of crap. So we are where we are right now, and you are where you are right now based on your best decisions. And that may not feel real good. Say, Sam, those weren't my best decisions. Well, they were. That at the time, you made a decision. All right, you were either going to start dating that person, you were either going to get married, you were going to take that job, you were going to launch that business, you were going to go into debt. That was your best decision. You weighed the options, or maybe you didn't, but you had to have done something that caused you to make a decision. So when I made a decision to launch Every Day is Saturday way back in the day, it was just simply a decision. You know, it was like, hey, I can stay a corporate slave, and I can continue to be just completely miserable in this job, and that's going to be my life. And I got to accept that. Like, I can't keep complaining. And I think that's what kept resonating in my mind. It's like, I cannot keep complaining to people how miserable my life is if I'm unwilling to make a decision to change it. You know, did I get lucky? Of course I got lucky. Absolutely. You have to get lucky. But the only way you're going to get lucky is if you make a decision to take a step forward. That's the only way you even get to experience luck. Because then you'll experience the other side, which is what? Bad luck. Oh, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. That's not true. That's not true. You are where you are based on your best decision. So I'm asking you today, March 22nd, what decisions are you going to make today, Friday, March 22nd? Or if you happen to be listening to this 6 months from now, what decisions are you going to make today that are going to change the trajectory of your life, in your relationships, in your business, in your finances, in your health, all of that good stuff? Because you can change all of that. All it takes, isn't that, let me ask you this question as we close out today's show though. Think about how powerful that is. You want to lose 50 pounds, for example. You know it just begins with a decision. And then from there, you have a vision, okay? Because the vision has to go with that decision. You can't make a decision without having a vision. It's not like, you know, I'm going to fly to LA, but I have no idea what an airplane looks like. You know, you got to have a vision of what it looks like. So make the decision. If you want to work together, make the decision. Get on the phone with me. I promise I'm not going to bite, you know, but I am going to say, hey, are you ready to launch now? Let's go. What are you waiting for? Like, you want someone to bless this thing with holy water? I mean, I don't understand, you know. Everything's going to work out just fine. It's going to be great. Matter of fact, it's probably going to be the best decision you ever made. But you've got to make that decision. And we all are where we are based on that, based on our best decisions that we've made. So I thought of that Wendy's commercial. I'm like, damn, man, there's been so many decisions, good and bad, that I've made since 1988. And I'd love to tell you that I've got the wisdom of Solomon and I can look back and say, oh boy, I know everything. I don't know everything. I'm learning just like you are. But I do know one thing. I don't want to leave this earth if I can at all avoid having just the minimal amount of regrets. I just want to have the minimal amount of, I know I'm going to have some regrets, you know, because I lived 37 years by everybody else's standard. So I've got 37 years of trying to please people. Now the last 14 or so, been pretty damn good. Haven't been easy, but at least they've been on my terms. So I really want to challenge you. Cut the BS. Stop lying to yourself. Stop pretending today's going to be better if you haven't made a decision to actually make it better. Just stop telling yourself that story. Because you know how this ends, okay? Stop doing that. If I can help you, I'd love to. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'm off to the left coast. I'll probably record a podcast while I'm out there. That'd be pretty cool, right? Hey, let me know how I can help you, all right? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.